my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Yes, I am greeting you again from the wonderful, lovely island nation of Haiti. It's an interesting time right now. I am in the middle of middle of national elections right now. So, you know, for those of you that are part of the Crazy Lamb prayer team, thank you very much for your prayers. You guys have no idea you do actually have an idea of the difference that it makes. But I tell you, you know, prayer changes things. When you pray, when you allow the Spirit of God to intervene through you in these different situations that we're in, through these different things that we encounter, it changes things. It changes the dynamic. Excuse me. It changes the very landscape that we live in. Because, you know what, like, everything begins in the realm of spirit, and then it manifests itself out into the natural. So, I mean, you start, things are birthed in spirit, and then from there they kind of come into the natural realm in which we live. So when you see, you know, things in the natural realm that are a certain way, and you're like, okay, this is bad, this needs to change. Well, what is the spiritual forces behind that? You know, likewise, when you see things that are, you know, good, well, you know, God is the source all things, you know, that are, whatsoever things are good and right and all that, I mean, we know the source of this. So, you know, I was thinking about a verse of scriptures that lovely, wonderful Barbara Marcotti, who is a friend of this work. She's been somebody that has been just a wonderful support throughout, just an encouragement to my heart as well. Philippians chapter 4, she sent me this the other day. Verse 1 says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessities, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly those that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And amen. And you know what? When I read this, this just encouraged my heart, and also it just reminded me again. You know, the scriptures are beautiful. Yeah, when you go through this life, when I go through this life, the Bible, the scriptures are, it's like your instruction manual for your car. If you read this, you get what you need. And, I had somebody ask me recently, how do you read the Bible? And, when I open it up, one thing that I'll often do is I'll just be like, Lord, would you please show me what you want me to see? Would you please speak to me? Give us this day our daily bread. And when I ask him, what happens is that the Spirit, because this word, the scriptures, are it's a spiritual document. And unless you see it from the realm of the Spirit, which incidentally has to be unlocked by God, you can't see, you can't understand the mysteries of the word, because God has to reveal them. So it's completely his prerogative. But he reveals them to a willing heart. He reveals them to a spirit that's open to him and asking him for that. He just basically keeps it locked to people that, are seeking their own thing, that are trying to use the scriptures to, those money for profits, quote unquote, that are running around and all. They never get anything out of this. They keep talking about, they're still stuck on that whole prosperity gospel that sort of still back in the 80s with that poofy hair. You will not see the truth of the word unless you're open to what it is that God is doing right now and where it is that God is going right now. If you come to him with your own personal thing and trying to make him fit, what it is that you want to do, your own self-will, he'll leave you right there. But if you say, Lord, okay, your kingdom come, your will be done, he will open up the scripture so you can see what that is. And the thing about it is, that is where life and truth and fulfillment are. It's in his word, it's in his will. It's in you lining up and I lining up with what it is that God has for us this day. So, even when I was reading this, there were some stuff that just like, yeah, absolutely. One thing, a lot of people quote this Philippians 4:13, where it says, now I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. If you look at the stuff that we're around right now, and the things that we're facing, and the challenges, on a natural level, absolutely, you and I cannot do anything on a natural level. We have the wall of our human limitation. We have limited resources. We're just limited as people. And when you see the things that this world is facing right now, of course, if you were just left up to your own devices, you couldn't do anything. But when you and I line up with what the Spirit of God is doing, and when you are in spiritually the right place with him, basically, it's a position. It's a spiritual position where you, in him, you live and move and have your being. When you are in that place, then all of a sudden now, truly, you can do all things. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. See, when you're in that place, you're in that same place that David was when he slew Goliath. You're in that same place that Elijah was, you know, when he went up against the powers of the land in so many different ways, shapes, and forms. I mean, you're in the same place where God would have you to be. And then when you're in that, it's sort of like, it's like a plug being plugged into the socket. You know, the plug can be dangling all over the place, but there's no power flowing through it. But when the moment that it goes into that one spot in the room where, you know, it might look like it's a restricted thing, but as soon as it's in that place, the power flows. And when you are in the place that God has for you to be, that power flows through you. You would be, for those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you that haven't experienced it, you will be amazed. Amazed at the things that happen when you are spiritually correct with the Father. And it's something that once you've tasted it, once you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good, you don't want anything else. Because, you know, the thing that happens is the things of the world truly do grow strangely dim. Because what the world has to offer you pales in comparison to what it is that God has already shown you. You've found that pearl of great price. There's nothing left that's like, okay, whatever the world's got, it's inferior. Whatever this world's got, it's less than what it is that you've experienced with Christ. And this is the truth of the gospel. This is the reality of what it is to walk with Him. So, you know, for me, you know, sometimes I've seen just as I continue to walk with Him, He puts me in seemingly ever increasingly challenging situations and circumstances. But in those, also, I keep finding the truth of this, that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So, as I go into them, I'm like, okay, this is a new one. You know, David was talked about, you know, yeah, okay, there was the lion, and then there was the bear, you know, it's like this Philistine won't be any different than the rest of those things. So, yeah, you know, the ante gets upped a little bit each time, but, you know, each time we see God, it's the same God that we serve. And Goliath could be 100 feet tall, it doesn't matter. He still goes down like the rest of them. So, you know, with these, there's principles in this too. Verse 4 was, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. You know, this, written, you know, so many of Paul's letters, I mean, coming from jail to people. And, you know, I am still amazed at how many people's faith is contingent on their external circumstances. You know, I've had some recent talks with some people about this where, you know, for them, they talk about it and it's like, you know, if things are not working out for them in the world, there's supposedly something wrong with their faith. And, you know, you'll have it all. You will have the ups and the downs. God will so often allow you to experience all of it, you know, to have and then to not have, to, and then to have again, to, experience every aspect of what life is, so that when you live a fulfilled life like that, you understand what it is to go through. And then when you meet somebody else that is at a certain spot, you can relate because you've been there, and God's allowed you to be there, so that when they talk to you, it's like, okay, yeah, I understand. And I mean, obviously, you know, none of us will ever know completely to the depth of what the pain of each person's own heart may be. But you can be touched with what they're going through because God's allowed you to go through something that, you know, you can experience and you can relate. So, you know, what, I mean, He is speaking to His people right now. you know, he is using those that are in connection with him to do some amazing things around the world, all over the place. And you are called to be a part of that. You're not called to sit on the sidelines and wait and twiddle your thumbs and just hope that Jesus comes back. Yes, he's coming back. Absolutely. But he's coming back also for a people that are moving with what he's doing even now. And God is working with his people. I am, you know, constantly just amazed and enjoying being a part of what it is that he's up to. You know, his promises are true. His word is clear. And the things that he said that he would do, he does them. He does them for those that walk with him. He, you know, that whole, you know, I am, behold, I'm with you always, even to the very end of the age. Actually, here, let me go there. Let's go to Matthew 28. And verse 18 says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." So, alright, so Jesus said, even to the end of the world. So one thing is like, alright, he's with his people all the way through the end. But the thing that he was talking to these guys too is like, go, you know, and you're going because you're following the Spirit of God. So we're sent the day that we're saved. We are sent the moment that Christ Jesus comes into your heart, opens up your eyes, brings you unto himself. The moment that you come to that realization, you are on your way. And as you go, he's with you. He never leaves us. You know, I kind of recently, you know, had that moment, you know, that you will experience occasionally when you walk with him, that Elijah moment where it's sort of like, oh, I'm all alone and all that. It's like, yeah, but no, you're not. You know, and promises of God are true, and he promised, and it's true, that he's with you even unto the end of the world. So when you feel that, when you feel those moments of sadness, when you feel those moments of despair, they're just moments. Don't let yourself stay in those. David encouraged himself in the Lord when necessary. You know, and when necessary, you go back to this and like, you know what, Lord? Fine. This is where I'm at, but I still trust you. And I am going through this, and I'm going to come to the other side of this thing with you, because your promises are there. So, I have to clarify this, these noises that are around me. So I am in Port-au-Prince in Haiti right now, and actually this is a lot quieter right now than it usually is, because there's a curfew in effect. So the noises that you're hearing are just a few of the registered vehicles that are actually allowed to travel during this time, but otherwise it would be much, much louder here. So be encouraged, you know, don't get down. You know, I would recommend switching off the TV every now and then, because I switched it on recently and I realized that most of what's on there is junk, and it'll make you dumber if you watch it for too long. You know, I mean, when you spend time in the Word, when you spend time in prayer, when you spend time, you know, on your knees before the Father and just praying, He will clarify things. He will show you. He will reveal. And when you continue to move on in life, you'll see things differently. I mean, when you see somebody, God will expose their spirit and their heart to you very quickly. When you are around people, you will understand what their motives and their intentions are. You know, the thing about something like TV is it sort of dulls the senses. I mean, like, for me, you know, it's like, there's something that, you know, God might want me to see. And there's actually been a few times where he's, you know, told me to turn it on, and I've switched it on, and there's something that, you know, he wanted me to watch. But in general, it's like, I try to, you know, I'm starting to be, I think, a little bit more aware of the kind of things that are sort of coming at me. And, you know, Job talked about it a little bit, you know, like he, let me actually go to this one, if I can find this one quickly. Job, I like Job. Job is cool. You know, when I got my first Bible, the first thing that I did when I was a kid was I read the first 8 chapters of Job. I know, it tells you something about me. Job chapter 31 verse 1 said, I made a covenant with my eyes, why then should I think upon a maid? But yeah, okay, so that was the one. But the thing with Job was that, you know, he basically made a promise with his eyes of, you know, what he would let them see and what would go into them. You know, I had a good brother, a good friend of mine, you know, we talked recently in Sri Lanka, actually, before I left, about how so much of what the world and the world system is based on is on what you can see, whereas the kingdom of God is so much on what you hear. You know, God talks about hearing his voice, my sheep hear my voice, they won't follow another, that he's a still small voice. Yeah, you know, it's like there's so much about, you know, having a hearing ear and having that sensitivity. Whereas the world is focused so much on what it is that it can see and how it is that things appear on the natural level. Really actually interesting discussion, you know, really interesting kind of understanding. But when you start to realize that, look, you know, the things that are in the natural, particularly all that stuff that's in the world system. I mean, everything in the world is passing away, you know, and the things that God has made, you know, give us a revelation of his handiwork and also, you know, some things about his character and his nature. And, you know, that which is also in the spirit, you know, but then the world and the world system, all of that is just, you know, it is in its own way, it's the level of junk. But also, it's something that, you know, it's all smokescreen. You know, there's no substance there. And the things in the world are, and the world in this world system, the things in the world, those are all passing away. But the world focuses on that because it's driven by that. It's driven by a material, carnal reality. And so, in their system, you can't get old, and you can't, I mean, you have to, you're stuck on this never ending, oh gosh, what was it, I did see on the TV, who was it, Cher, I think, oh, that was scary. I mean, there's only so many times you can stretch the skin back, but yeah, they just don't let them, you know, they can't just be who they are. So anyways, no, be who God made you to be. Enjoy it. It's quite a journey. And you know, one thing that, to enjoy is allowing God to manifest the unique way that he's made you. He's given you gifts, talents, abilities, skills that are unique to you, that nobody else has them, And even if somebody else has something similar, it's still different. It's still the way that God works through you is the way He works through you. And you can enjoy that maturing, coming to fulfillment and fruition as you trust Him and you follow Him. You know, the world will compartmentalize you. The world will take that which God has intended for you, and it will basically try to make you fit into its square little cubicle box and detach yourself from what it is that God put in you uniquely. But if you follow the Spirit of God, He will rip you out of all of that and take you and put you into whatever it is that He's designed for you that would, one, bring fulfillment to your life while you're here in the earth, two, be a blessing to others, and would complete and fulfill a kingdom purpose in the earth. And, you know, and you would see God's hand inside of that. So, you know, the world is incredibly, incredibly boring. You know, I mean, what the world has to offer is pretty boring. I mean, yeah, they've got their moments of, you know, sort of, things are up and they're kind of, they have their happy, you know, 5 minutes of fame kind of thing. But once that's done, they go back to a pretty boring life. Whereas for the Kingdom of God people, it's not boring. Oh my gosh, it's not boring. We live a dynamic, amazing adventure in Him. He's called us to the abundant life, and it's a promise. For anyone that follows Him, you'll go back and read John 10. His sheep follow Him, and they won't follow another. But for the ones that follow Him, you know, He came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. And what you have when you follow Christ is you have the abundant life. Period. You come into that, you understand it, and once you've come in, and once you know what it is, it's like, yeah, of course, you don't want anything else. I do not want what the world has to offer me, because now one other thing I've realized is what they have to offer me is substandard. It's less than anything that I have in the kingdom. Plus, they want your soul. No thank you, and no thanks. I will keep this gift that God has given me. I will walk with Him. I will leave your crappy little system, and I will go on to be with the Kingdom of God and my Father in heaven. Thank you very much. When I am done with this whole place, and in the meantime, while I'm here, I'm going to be about my Father's business, and I'm probably going to be tearing up a lot of what this world system is about, because you know what? Jesus came for this reason. Christ Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. And so, you know, He is left, the children of light, we do that. By our very existence, we expose, destroy, root out, remove demonic works in this world. And we exist in part to fulfill whatever it is that God has for us. That's part of it. We by our very nature, by light shining, it destroys darkness. It removes darkness. It moves it. So when the light of God shines through you, it's going to happen. So, sorry. Well, actually, no, I'm not sorry. I am not sorry at all. Because this is what He's made me to do. This is what He's designed me for. This is what I do. I exist for this purpose in the earth at this time. You, as a child of God, living in the light of Christ, exist for this purpose. God uses you to destroy the works of the enemy. You don't have to go become one of those spooky Christians that, you know, do all kinds of... No, just be who God made you to be. Do what He tells you to do. Your very existence destroys the power of the enemy. You just obeying what God told you to do destroys demonic strongholds like you wouldn't believe. And of course, we do have those encounters where something will cross our path and God will say, okay, deal with this. You just pray You know, there's times when things cross my path and it's like, okay, unless the Spirit of God quickens me, I just kind of, I'm like, okay, I'm aware. But when He quickens me, it's on. And if you are a demonic worker on that side and you cross the path of one of the children of God and He pulls your card, you're done. That's it. That is it. It's over. And I've seen it time and again, and it's happening much, much faster these days. So, I mean, you know, some free advice to the people on the side of the enemy. You see a real one come, run. Go the other way. Go to the other side. Run across the street and hope that God doesn't allow us to see you. Because if you get too close, yeah, you're finished. That's just the way it is. That's just the stage that we've come into right now. So, I'm just doing what God told me to do. So, the smart thing would be for the workers of the enemy on that side, the smart thing would be to repent, to get right with God. You're probably going to have to kiss all of that stuff that you got in the world goodbye and let it all go, because, you know, God's got to root some stuff out of you. But hey, it's your soul. And, you know, you'll get an eternity with your King, with your Master, with the Lord of that loves you. But, you know, if you choose not to, well, you know, that's your choice. But, you know, your whole thing can be destroyed in a moment. So, it happens. Anyways, but to my brothers and sisters in Christ, hey, I love you. I really do. I pray for you. I pray just that God, in fact, let me just pray. Lord, I just pray right now. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, I pray that you would just bless them. I pray that you'd strengthen them, Lord God, even on this day, this evening, this night, wherever they may be, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your word that's true. I thank you for your promises, Lord, that are real even this day. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, for each and every one of them, that you would strengthen them, Lord. I pray that they would understand who it is that they are in you, Lord. Your plan and your vision for them, Lord. That they would line their lives up with you, Father, that they would not seek to go their own way. But Lord, that they would submit their lives into your hands. And Lord, even in this day, in this time, in this age, Lord, that you would raise them up, Father, for your purposes. I just speak that into their lives right now, Lord, a boldness to trust you at your word, and Lord, to know that every promise that you have said is true and real for them this day. So Lord, I pray, Father, for all of those that are sick, Lord, in their bodies, I pray that you would heal them. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen them, Father, that your glory would be their rear guard. I pray for peace over their minds, for those that are troubled. Lord, I pray, Lord, for peace in their families, Lord, for those that are dealing with situations. And Lord, I pray, Lord, right now, Lord, that you would put a hedge of protection, Lord, over them. I pray, Lord God, that you would open ears, Lord, that are stopped up. Father, that you would allow them to hear in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you. We trust you. Lord, we put our lives in your hands and in your care. We pray that your angels would continue to watch over each and every one of us, Lord, as we go on and trust you. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, so I love you. I'm praying for you. Things are going very, very, very amazingly well in Haiti. And, yeah, you know, I'll do what I can to try to check in. It's been so full these days that, you know, it's just been tough to even get away to do a talk. But, you know, just know that as you pray for us here and for what God has for us to do, that, you know, there's amazing things happening. And, you know, we'll, hopefully we'll get a chance to really catch up on what sort of happened. But yeah, it's amazing. So God uses in the natural and in the realm of the spirit as he sends us to and fro to do the work that he has for us. You can trust him. Don't watch on the sidelines. You know, get in the fight. Pray for the situations that are going on around you. Don't complain and talk to other people about it. Just stop talking to them. Stop watching the news. Go into your room, close the door, and pray. And as you pray, things will change. If you don't pray, things won't change. If you don't take up the authority that God has given you in the Spirit, in Jesus' name, nothing will change. You take up the authority that God has given you, you become and you accept your role and responsibility, things will change. So, simple as that. You know, He allows you to exercise that which He's put in you. You rise up, you take up your role, you'd be amazed what happens. It's exciting, it's beautiful, it's lovely. There's no other way you want to go. So, hey, love you. Be praying for you. And yeah, keep us in prayer. We'll catch up again as soon as we can. All right, God bless. Bye.